other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're now into hour number two, coming up in 30 minutes. Nigel Farage, European Union Member of Parliament from England. The head of the British Independence Party. That is coming up. Outspoken critic of the New World Order. Right now I'm continuing to take your phone calls here today. You know, we were talking about in the last hour how public school children, private school students as well, have BATF, the Department of Energy, the Department of Labor, the U.S. Census, local power companies. In fact, in England, they run the climate cops. One of the biggest power companies trains them how to spy on their parents, how their parents are bad. Al Gore teaches the kids to rebuke your parents. The state's taking your kids away from you, and you love it. You think you've been cowed. You've been taught that the government and uniforms are God, and you're a slave, and you have to pay taxes for the air you breathe. But every week I see an article like this one where they say in art class, draw a picture of your father. So they draw a picture of their dad who's in the army. They get arrested. And I've seen multiple cases where it's the last day of school. And it's always the valedictorian or the salutatorian. And it's always a woman for some reason, always a girl. And they buy a cake for their teacher, and they have a few friends after school. And there's two cases of this I've seen. I've had them both on. And the security guards know what to look for. They come in and say, oh, you got a cake. Did you bring a tablecloth and stuff? Yeah, well, it's right here in this bag. And you pull out the little Dixie cup box of knives, spoons, forks. And they arrest you because of the knives. I mean, they're looking for a slave. They're looking for somebody to hurt. They're looking for somebody to get in the grid. But in this case, they were asked, draw a Christmas picture. And the boy drew a picture of Jesus on the cross. That's what he'd seen at church. And they suspended him and are now having him do psychological evaluation, saying it's violent. And all it is a picture of Jesus on the cross. Because he goes to church. And they don't care. The school's not apologizing. That's the way it is. Because it's a crime to draw a picture of Jesus. See, separation of church and state now means you don't talk about God. That's why schools all over the country, kids will have a Bible in their bag. They'll throw it away and freak out like it's pornography. Separation of church and state was a letter by a founder to a newspaper. It's not in there, but the issue is you don't have government running religion. Not you don't have religion anywhere in the society. But the point is, this is just Soviet Union. I don't think in the Soviet Union they expelled kids for drawing a picture of a kid on a cross. I mean, this is the hatred of Christians. And you got to remember, Trotsky was the main guy that killed millions of Christians in Russia and blew up their churches and in Ukraine. And then he got kicked out and came to the U.S., and his top lieutenant was William Crystal's father. I mean, that's a fact, that the neocons are actually just nation wreckers. These are revolutionaries, and they've got Homeland Security in place. They've got the National Police Force in place. The Homeland Security's taught the number one threat, the number one evil is conservatives, gun owners, libertarians, patriots. And they want to set up a Russian-style purge of landowners and people. And they run Obama. And it's all a big joke to them. I mean, it's funny. It's funny that this is their country now, and they're going to try to run a purge. It has nothing to do with Soviets. You know, now they call themselves right-wingers. They're just thugs. They know how to get into their government, take it over, and start killing. They've done a super good job in China and in Russia and in Cuba, everywhere else. The same financial interest actually funded Hitler. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. But Massachusetts boys suspended over Jesus on cross, self-portrait. You don't do that in the land of the free, home of the brave. The thought police are going to get...
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Yeah, that's the freedom of the new America. You get caught with a plastic knife in your lunchbox, you go to jail. You draw a picture of your dad on a hunting trip, you go to jail. They tell you, draw a picture for Christmas. You get suspended and psychological testing ordered because it was seen as bizarre by them to draw a picture of Jesus on the cross. You can see the photo up at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Mass boy suspended over Jesus on cross self-portrait. The 8-year-old special needs student, boy, they just batter those kids. That's somebody they probably hit with a bunch of mercury in their shots. The 8-year-old special needs student near Boston will be changing schools after being suspended and given a psychological evaluation for a Christmas drawing of himself as Jesus on the cross. But it's not himself. He just said that to spin it. The boy drew the stick figure crucifixion after his teacher at Max Ham Elementary School asked her class to produce pictures that reminded them of the holidays. The Christ figure had X's for eyes, and the boy wrote his name above that. Well, what child watching TV wouldn't see stuff like that? That alarmed the teacher, considered it a violent drawing, and the boy was suspended and ordered to be evaluated at his parents' expense. I mean, think of all the violent video games the culture says just give your kids, and all the violence on TV. But then the minute, I mean, I've seen, no exaggeration, more than 50 times. I mean, it's got, I'm just guesstimating, probably 100. You've seen it over and over again where you'll have some 14-year-old, no criminal record, on the football team in one case, was for creative writing in the sophomore year in high school, writes a story about zombies attacking a fictitious high school, and his parents reported him, and the school commended them, and he was arrested and has now been charged, facing all these years in prison for planning an attack on the school. And the police are on record saying, well, folks, for fiction articles, they arrest you now. Well, that's zero tolerance. You always hear, we found out about a plan to bomb the school. Then you find out it's always some essay written. See, do as we say, not as we do. Put all this violence and stuff out in the culture. All the new top video games, you rape and kill prostitutes for money, or you walk into airports and run false flags, killing U.S. citizens to blame it on your enemies. You know, people fantasizing they're the government staging terror. Oh, you know, I mean, I know multiple top games right now you do that, like Call of Duty and others. I can show you the video of it. Russian stage false flags, the American stage false flags. Of course, the real Army Manual, 2004, teaches Army captains how to stage terror attacks. I mean, they're teaching captains how to stage terror attacks. And then the video games teach them how to do it, too. But God forbid you draw a picture of Jesus, baby, you're going to jail. You're going to jail. You're getting kicked out of school. You're getting a psychological evaluation. This is the secret police grid in America. With all of our psychological minders. See, they start political correctness with something that sounds reasonable. Don't deny that Hitler was bad and killed a bunch of people, or we'll arrest you. Don't use the N-word, or we'll arrest you. And then next it's, don't deny global warming's man-made, or we'll arrest you. They're calling for Lord Monckton in the London Guardian to be arrested and executed. Anyone who questions at a press conference is arrested or detained. You have press credentials at a UN event, you go up and ask about ClimateGate, men with guns run up and drag you out. Oh, that's freedom. We've been trained to be slaves. We have to rediscover what freedom is. Let me just tell you, in a free society, half the billboards driving down the highway aren't government admonishments bossing you around, setting the precedent that they're the bosses and you're the criminals. I mean, you go watch a movie like Running Man, released in 1984, and every other billboard is a government announcement. And announcements about how to turn family members in. Now I turn on Austin News and see Austin Police Department ads enrolling children with credit cards. They get $200 when you turn in a family member. I'm living in the Running Man. We're only one step away from Ben Richards going to his brother's apartment and saying, where is my brother? Well, after you got arrested, Mr. Richards, he complained, so he got permanently detained. That means killed. And Ben Richards looks up in shock. Now they're starting the snatch and grabs of citizens. They have created giant cadres of criminal CIA officers and private contractors who think it's funny to grab citizens off the street, put a bag over their head, or come in your house at night and drag you off, and you're never seen again. They like torturing people. They like hacking fingers off with hatchets. You know, Chuck Norris made movies like Delta Force where the Muslims put drills into our troops' legs. Did you know, actually, the CIA manual, they use drills on people? That's what they do. Oh, but it's bad when the Muslims use drills fictitiously, but when our government uses drills, it's good. Jeffrey Dahmer used drills on people, but it's bad when he does it, but not bad when the CIA does it. We have a bankrupt moral government. It's morally bankrupt. It's rotten. Rotten to its very maggot-filled core. And the sooner we wake up to that, the better. Now, you think 23.7 trillion, that's a four-month-old number, it's probably over 30 trillion, following the graph, but 23.7 trillion stolen is bad. When they start gutting the dollar, which is already beginning, But when they devalue it by two-thirds, that's probably what they're going to go, at least half. In just the next year or so, that's currently what they're doing. The standard of living, you'll have less jobs, lower pay, but things will cost more. Hyper-depression, an inflationary depression, the worst thing there is. They didn't have that during the Great Depression. It was just a depression. There wasn't inflation. It was actual deflation. Hyper stagflation is what I call it. Stagnation with inflation. Now, we could go after the bankers. We could expose them as the criminals. And that's what I keep pointing out. Bypass the Republicans and Democrats. Point out the source of the dictatorship, the source of the fraud, Bernanke, Paulson, Summers, Rubin. That's why you see all the news now just saying Bernanke is God. Bernanke will save you. He's man of the year. He kept you from having a depression. He loves you. Meanwhile, they set the policies and have told the world to go ahead and devalue the dollar. The decision was made in the last three G20 meetings. Here is the Times of London today. I have another London Telegraph article. Also have an AP article on this. Gulf Petropowers to launch currency in latest threat to dollar hegemony. The Arab states of the Gulf region have agreed to launch a single currency modeled on the euro, hoping to blaze a trail towards a Pan-American monetary union swelling to the ancient borders. And then it goes into one of the Turkish imams, Ottoman Empire. So they want the whole system from Turkey into Afghanistan to have this new currency. The Gulf Monetary Union Pact has come into effect, said Kuwait's finance minister, Mustafa al-Shamali, speaking at the Gulf Cooperation Summit Council at GCC Summit in Kuwait. The move will give the hyper-rich club of oil exporters a petrocurrency of their own, greatly increasing their influence. Folks, that is the end of the dollar, because you got about half the fuel in the world being bought from these guys, a little more than half, and they're saying, we're not going to take your stinking dollars. You got to transfer your euros, your dollars, whatever the case is, into our petrodollar. And the dollar's been the petrodollar. That's it. I'm going to cover this more coming up in the next segment before Nigel Farage joins us from England. But I wanted to bring Ted Anderson up. Ted, this is it. This is the end of the dollar, guaranteed. They're launching it. This is the end. There may be some big currency wars. Some type of North American currency may come roaring back later. That's how they'll sell it. But regardless, for the average American, you think you're in bad financial straits, it will get at least twice as bad now because of this, and this will start hitting in the next 12 months. Ted Anderson.
Yeah, I was looking at the same article this morning, Alex, and they say it right here. It says the U.S. dollar has failed, and we need to de-link ourselves from the U.S. dollar. That's why the Arabs are trying to get away from it. The dollar.
And they're saying you got to buy oil from us in this. So that's the end of the dollar. This is it.
It really is. It was the last reason why countries like China had to have U.S. dollars as reserves, because they needed to use it to buy energy.
And but meanwhile, everybody's hearing about how great Bernanke is, how evil Tiger Woods is, and we're hearing about Obama's wife's latest dress. Because, Ted, that's what really matters. You know, will the Cowboys win next Sunday? Ted, not the total destruction of our future, Ted.
No, you're right about that, Alex. And gold is running up today. It went up to 1140, and it's been a strong market in gold. And here we are, back on that bandwagon again.
As you said a week ago, when it plunged, and Bob Chapman and others had predicted the correction, that it would go down maybe 100, maybe more, and then surge right back up in the new year, go past it. And to explain it, people had positions. They were dumping it and profit-taking. They'd been short gold. A bunch of central banks went in to try to drive it down. But it's like a beach ball. They can only hold it down so long, and the longer they hold it down, the more explosively it comes up.
You're right about that, and that's what's going on right now. The dollar is taking a hit again today. There was a lot of propping up of the dollar that occurred here in the last week, week and a half. Gold did take a dive down to about 1116. It's jumping right back up again. The market is becoming bullish. I mean, I had a great opportunity to accumulate things at lower prices. I think we should talk about that.
Yeah, folks, get your pens and paper ready so you can check these deals for yourself and see how good they are quickly. I'm going to get more into this article or group of articles as they dump the dollar, as the dollar dies as the world reserve currency. and the yuppies have no idea what's even happening. They're just sucking their thumbs.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard around the world.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now, foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today. Wow.
I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have another kiss, another flashing chance at bliss, another kiss, another kiss.
We're going live at PrisonPlanet.tv at the start of the next segment. Ted Anderson, fire out the gold and silver you've got. Did you have any left from the really low price from a month or so ago when gold made its dip? Or is the new lower prices you've got from the latest dip, despite the fact that, I don't know, gold's up 30-something bucks the last 2 days.
When gold shot up to $1,240 an ounce, we pretty well sold out of that stuff that we had down there at the 1,050 range. Right now I'm working at about 1,116, which obviously is a good buy when we're looking at $1,140 an ounce today. Franks right now are at 260. They were just up to 266 here just a short time ago. I was able to drop the price accordingly because of that. The British sovereigns right now at 322 are going to cost closer to 328. The Montana silver coin, people are starting to take a look at those. It's the Montana people trying to set up their own currency. I don't blame them for doing it. Right now they're at $20.99. They just came up off of that $22 level, and the Lakota coin right now is at $23.19, and everybody knows that one went up over $25. So there's a lot of things that are going on right now in the marketplace. I was able to buy in here. I'm guessing that we'll be back up over that $1,200 an ounce, just like Bob Chapman had said it would. I mean, we're watching the dollar right now, and like you said, oil separating from the U.S. dollar means that there's going to be a tremendous weakness in the dollar because there's a lot of countries that are sitting on reserves, and they're going to be needing to sell to get out onto another currency in order to buy this energy now.
Absolutely, Ted. I mean, I just hope that people do get involved in gold and silver, because there's not much more you can do to defend yourself against the bankers and how they've purposefully set up the fall of the dollar. Again, they ran the dollar up. They printed tens of trillions of it and issued it, issued debt on its back on the taxpayers. Now they're announcing that they're just going to devalue it. And then on top of the devaluation, that Americans are going to have a value-added tax and a sales tax. And they're having all the fake conservatives and neocons and fake libertarians like Beck and O'Reilly say that it's conservative to have tax hikes, instead of just saying, no, the government tripled under Bush, quadrupled the first year under Obama. We need to reduce the size of government. No, instead, they're just going to basically hold you by your ankles and shake every dime out of your pocket. And now is the time to get into gold and silver. Ted, throw out the offer. Tell folks the gold and silver that you've got and just how good a deal it is, because I've seen the numbers.
Yeah, the francs currently right now are at 260. British sovereigns at 322. Montana silver coins, I mean, I'm looking at $18 silver now. It's poking into that level. That's going to be back up there at that $22 level instead of $20.99. Lakotas are going to be going up too. I mean, everything that I have, I've accumulated lately at that $1,116 level. What do you do? I mean, I run out of inventory, and now I'm going to have to buy in closer to 240 or 1140, and you know, we're looking at $1,200. I just need to tell you right now, there's just too many things that are happening. The dollar is going to be in trouble, and I think you should call 1-800-686-2237. Get involved in this market, man. If you've been sitting on the sideline because you think gold was too high at that $1,200 level, right now you're getting that opportunity to buy it at about $100 less. And I have to tell you, I think it's a great time to be doing it. And you should be doing it before we hit the new year here, because like you say, the Christmas time happens to be a lull for gold historically. January happens to be a time where it all bounces back up again, and I have no expectation that it's going to go the other direction, not at this point, not with what's going on in the global economy.
800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. Ted buys it when it's low, sells it for low when it's high. That's his free market system. It's like getting in a time machine and going back and buying gold when it was less. Same thing with silver. 800-686-2237. And it's key to tell them it's the Alex Jones, Ted Anderson radio special, or you will be paying the higher price, which is also a discounted great deal. But to get the lower price, 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. 2237. Take action today or check out MidasResources.com. Ted, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me up, Alex.
You bet. We're going to go to break, come back, and the last 2.5 hours of the radio show, we're going to simulcast in living color via television at PrisonPlanet.tv. Nigel Farage is joining us from the United Kingdom straight ahead, an outspoken critic of EU tyranny. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Of the Irish saying no to the Lisbon Treaty, you had rammed that treaty through the British Parliament and you'd done it breaking a specific... You see, I said you were popular... You did it breaking a specific Mesto pledge that you would give the British people a referendum on the constitutional treaty. Shame on you, Prime Minister, for doing that. You have devalued democracy in our country. You have devalued the trust that voters have got in you as a British Prime Minister. But, of course, we know the reason why. The reason why is that we would have voted no.
Yes.
You said in your speech that none but those on the extremes oppose European Union. Well, that may be right amongst professional career politicians, but a clear majority of the British people want us to have friendship and free trade with the European Union, but do not want to be members of this political union.
Yes.
You cannot continue against public opinion to build this European Union. If you do it against the will of the people, you are storing up enormous social and political problems for the future. Please, please, let the peoples of Europe decide their destiny. Don't have it done in parliaments like this and parliaments like Westminster. It won't work. And as far as the economy is concerned, you've told us that somehow you're the economic guru. You're the man that can save the world. Well, I remember very well your first big act as Chancellor when you sold 400 metric tons of gold on the world's exchanges at $275 an ounce. At at today's valuation, that would be $10 billion higher. But it isn't just the fact you got it wrong, because we can all get it wrong. It was the fact that you announced in advance how much you were going to sell and on what day you were going to sell it. It was an error so basic that the average A-level economic student, even in these educationally devalued times, wouldn't have done. To add to that, you've destroyed our private pension system. You took away from the Bank of England its ability to regulate the banks and gave it to the tick-box bureaucrats at the FSA in Canary Wharf. And we haven't heard an apology. Your government has apologised for the Amritsar massacre. You've apologised for slavery. You've apologised for virtually everything. Will you please apologise for what you did as British Chancellor? And then perhaps we might just listen to you. Thank you.
Für die Fraktion. Find out more about it.
Well, that's Nigel Farage, member of the European Union Parliament from England, also the head of the UK Independence Party, one of the fastest growing parties in the UK. He just resigned from that position so he can run against someone in higher office. He'll explain to us all the intricacies of that. But we're very, very excited to have Mr. Farage on with us. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much indeed.
The website is ukip.org, or UK Independence Party. For Americans that don't know who you are, a lot of folks know who Lord Monckton is and others, and you have a lot of fans here as well for standing up against EU corruption and tyranny. In a nutshell, tell us about yourself, about the UK Independence Party, and why you've resigned as the head of your party to intensify the fight.
I was in business. I left school. I went straight into the city of London, and I was going about a fairly normal life. You know, I played four handicap golf. I went to the local pub on Sunday lunchtimes. I had children growing up at school. I was running a business in the city. And to all intents and purposes, I wasn't involved in politics on a day-to-day basis at all. But in the early 1990s, I saw a disastrous attempt by the British government, with no opposition at all, to peg the level of sterling against the Deutsche Mark. It was called the exchange rate mechanism, and I predicted that it would go badly wrong, and sure enough, it did. And then I realized that this was part of a bigger project, a project that the British political elite were engaged in, along with the elites from the other European countries, and that was to take something that we've been told was a common market, a European economic community, but actually, surreptitiously, and without ever telling the truth or giving anyone a say, to turn that into a political union. And the day I realized that whether it was Labour or Conservative, it made no difference because their high commands were all sold by this idea of a new supranational form of European government, I thought I can't live with this anymore. I thought I've got to get involved in politics, and so I did. And so about 12 of us sat in a room in the early mid-1990s, and we formed the UK Independence Party. And our battle is, you know, we want to be friends with our European neighbours. We want to trade with them. We want to cooperate with them. And we're quite happy for people from Paris to work in London and vice versa. What we don't want is for the situation we have whereby 75% of our laws that are made every year are made in foreign institutions. And so through the 90s, this became kind of a crusade for me, I guess. And in the end, I was elected to the European Parliament in 1999. We were still then a very small party, but the things that we've been saying are now really hitting home with the British public. And in the European elections this year in June, UKIP, UK Independence Party, came second across the entire United Kingdom. So that's, you know, a fantastic rate of progress. We've got the British public with us. We're educating them. They're coming on side with our point of view. Difficulty is, I find myself now leading the opposition group in the European Parliament. I've got 33 MEPs from several different countries who've got the same opinion. So I am the voice of opposition inside this European Parliament. But I was also having to run UKIP in the United Kingdom as well. And given that we've got a general election coming up in about 6 months' time, the prospect of running a group here and of leading a campaign with 550 candidates for the National Parliament, you know, the party's outgrown one man doing it. So I've stood down as leader of the National Party. I'm staying on for the moment as leader of the group in the Parliament. And I'm breaking with what's supposed to be a convention and that is that the Speaker of the House of Commons, and any of you that watch Prime Minister's Question Time, you know, the great Punch and Judy show that we have in Westminster once a week, will see there's a guy in the chair who's the Speaker. Well, the new guy we've got, I consider wholly unsuitable, and in previous times, he was always re-elected unopposed, but I'm now taking him on, and I'm fighting him for his Westminster seat in the next general election.
So you are boldly taking action, and you've been very successful in business previously, did great in college, had a successful business career. You were forced to go into this, extremely eloquent. You absolutely just have devastated Van Rompuy and Gordon Brown in the European Parliament. The papers in Europe really are singling you out as the leading force, energizing people from across Europe that know that the European Union has become dictatorial. If nations vote to get out of it, they just expand it. They've lied in England. For those that don't know, please enlighten our audience. Saying that the British people would get to vote on whether or not they went under EU control, but that's being done by stealth, just like the United States is being brought into the European Union sway through agreements and through the North American Union agreement of the SPP. We have the SPP documents where they talk about this being done by stealth. We have the Club of Rome documents. We have the EU documents. We have Van Rompuy now saying it's a global government. I mean, this really is a group of would-be dictators. And so your fight on the continent against this is so important when we have UK polls of over 80% don't want to be part of the EU, but still England is being sucked by this octopus in. Break this down for us, European Union Member of Parliament Nigel Farage.
Yeah, I mean, what's happening in the European Union is not happening in isolation. We have a political class across the world that are basically aiming for a form of global governance. You know, if you don't believe me, look at what's happening as we speak in Copenhagen. I mean, what's happening there is governments are sitting around a table trying to sign us up to treaties on a very, very questionable concept of global warming caused by CO2 emissions. But if they get these deals, in theory, you know, we're bound for the next 20 or 30 years, and it doesn't matter who we vote for. And my take on this is that the real battle that is going on in the Western world right now, it's a battle of democracy versus bureaucracy. And the bureaucrats and our arrogant politicians at the moment have got the upper hand. But where we're starting to win with public opinion. And in the end, you know, they can push these things as far as they like, but in the end, public opinion will tear all of this down. And frankly, as far as I'm concerned, the sooner the better. And I'm doing this, and I'm saying these things, and yes, I'm being singled out for the European media, because there's virtually nobody else in elected politics from Britain that has actually got the courage to stand up and say it. And, you know, people sidle up to me in lifts and in restaurants, you know, fellow MEPs and MPs, and say, oh, well, Nigel, you know, we're very pleased that you've got the courage to stand up and say these things because we agree with you. Well, they might agree with us, but they're not saying it. So I'm going to go on fighting these people, and I believe that I'm going to go on winning the battle for public opinion, not just in Britain, but right across Europe too. And I hope act as a bit of a warning to you guys in the States as well that this same phenomenon may well be starting to engulf you.
Oh, it absolutely is. 2 years ago, Judicial Watch, a public interest law firm, sued and got all this because they wouldn't release it through Fourier, but they finally did. And Bush in 2005 signed a treaty saying we're already part of an American union with this private corporate board running things, but our national media will not talk about it. It's kind of like in 2007, the European Union celebrated 50 years. But I thought it wasn't founded till 2000. So you have this European Union by stealth through an economic agreement, and then now they admit it's a union, and the same thing's happening here. But you spoke about a huge awakening taking place. You spoke about the fact that if we just point out what illegitimate tyrants these people are, that they will fall. And you talk about people thanking you as if you can go out and do it alone. We have the moral high ground. We have the law on our side. We have history on our side. The problem is the bureaucracy has all the big banks and the big money that want to set up their own private global corporate government behind them. So speak specifically to the state of the world from your in-depth position as a key member of the European Union Parliament from England, and tie that into Copenhagen and the open announcements by Al Gore, Gordon Brown, Herman Van Rompuy, and all of them, openly saying this is world government through this environmentalist tyranny.
Yeah, I mean, what they do, of course, and it's a well-established technique, they try and use any crisis. Now, whether it's a real crisis or whether it's a crisis of their invention, they use the crisis to extend the argument for a loss of democracy, a loss of freedom of the individual, and the increasing global governance. And I can think of two very good examples of this. The first, of course, is the so-called war on terror. That, you know, we face a threat from Al-Qaeda or whoever else it may be, and because of this, we have to give the state more power over our lives, and a lot of the judicial safeguards that we've enjoyed in Britain are now being thrown out of the window in the name of, you know, the war on terror.
And they're being used against non-terrorists.
And they're being used, well, of course, I mean, this is what happens, isn't it? You know, this is what happens, is that once governments, once police forces, once they have these extra powers, they, of course, then use them in any way that they see fit. And I'm afraid that the result of this now 9-year nearly war on terror is that our loss of individual freedoms right across the Western world is simply enormous. It's as if the terrorists have won because our own politicians have used this as an excuse to get more power. Similarly, the same phenomenon is happening with global warming. And I mean, Al Gore, I mean, you know, God help us. I mean, here's a man who lost the presidential election, who has now gone on to make many millions himself. And this shouldn't be forgotten, you know. He's made many millions himself out of this scaremongering, frankly. Absolute scaremongering over whether CO2 emissions, as he says, are inexorably leading to temperatures going up. Now, of course, the fact that we know the temperatures have not gone up, they've actually now gone down since 1998 or 2002, depending where you set the bar, is irrelevant. But
changed it to weather changes, climate. Any change is unnatural.
Well, that's right. And you know, they were hooked on global warming. They say global warming less now because it's cooling. But, you know, any time there's a hurricane, any time there's a flood, any time anything happens, we're told, this is because of CO2 emissions. And we have the amazing situation with Copenhagen where, you know, we may or may not be signing up to some new ridiculous deal over the next few weeks. And, I mean, just give an example of how mad this is. We've just seen Britain's oldest steelworks up in a place called Middlesbrough in the northeast of England. That steelworks announced last week that it's closing down. In doing so, the parent company, an Indian firm called Tata, will be given £600 million worth of carbon credits, right, for closing down that plant. And then what will happen is all of that production will shift across to India, who, of course, have no intention of listening to any of this stuff. I mean, in the name of fighting against carbon emissions, we're actually literally exporting jobs from our country to countries like India, which clearly makes no sense at all. And we've got a situation where we're going to be signed up to treaties, which means that we can't change these agreements by how we vote at future elections. Now, the whole principle of democracy, you know, whatever level it's at,
or sovereignty. I mean, sovereignty's is all about not being dominated by some foreign offshore corporation,
well,
British East India Company, or empire. But a member of European Parliament, I want you to get into this key point here in just a moment. But I don't want to just run over the key fact you just laid out as we go to break here. You just pointed out not only are they paying them hundreds of thousands of pounds, hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars, to shut a steel mill down in the UK and jobs, But when they go to India, there'll be zero emissions controls. So even if you believe carbon dioxide is this murderous, toxic waste, chemical weapon, even if you believe that fraud and polar bears can't swim and all the rest of it, and penguins are drowning, the most incredible aquatic birds there are, the ice caps are getting bigger. Even if you believe all that, this will produce more CO2 under the UN's plan, is what you're saying.
Absolutely. And you know, the other big response in Europe to this is we are building tens of thousands of these ludicrous windmills, yeah, right across Europe, and we're told this is wonderful, this will be a wonderful source of renewable energy. Now, I'm not against the concept of renewable energy, but I'll tell you this. In Germany, they built 19,000 wind turbines, but not a single coal, oil, or gas-fired power station has closed down, because in the depth of winter, when a big anticyclone sits over northern Europe, not a single one of those 19,000 wind turbines moves around and produces any electricity. Even if cutting carbon emissions was vital to the environment, the way we're going about it is mad, bad, and wrong.
Well, it's absolutely. We're going to break. We'll come back and finish the point I interrupted you on. But it's not a windmill's fine on your house, because you don't have power loss down the lines. I have family that works in different power stations here in Texas. You lose tons of power down line. You have to have incredible power just to get it to places. The power's too low from windmills to let you transfer it and transport it, so you lose most of it. It's very wasteful. We'll be right back.
This is an emergency alert. People don't die of H1N1 infection. They die from system-wide intoxication and toxic shock. Doctors call it the cytokine storm following infection and immune hyperstimulation. Vaccines with immune stimulants or toxic drugs chemicalize your body, adding to your death risk. Prevent death and reverse diseases from infections, vaccinations, and drug toxicity. Call this number to get my free special report about the flu and what to do to save lives, maybe even your own. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. Order Zeolite, the world's most powerful broad-spectrum detoxifier, immune system guard, and vaccine cleanse. Avoid vaccinations and drugs. Use Zeolite and OxySilver Hydrosol instead to detox and de-germ your body. Stop the shock of toxicity and preventable deaths. Call 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Or visit zeolife.net and oxysilver.net and order your free report and package special.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQUA Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Nigel Farage is a member of the European Union Parliament, hailing from England. And he is now running for the parliament as well in England. And we've got him for another 35 minutes with us. We really appreciate him joining us. He's a very busy man. Okay, sir, I interrupted you when you were getting onto the point about the fact that this is dictatorial. And then I wanted to ask you, are we beginning to get headway? Are we winning? And being around these European Union members for close to a decade, I mean, they're openly on television saying dictatorial world government. What do they say behind the scenes? Go ahead, Mr. Farage.
Right. Let's just consider what the concept democracy is. Now, there's an old saying, an old Westminster saying, and I'm going back now to the English Civil War in the 17th century, right? And the whole point about electing people to our House of Commons, to our Parliament in Westminster, was that no Parliament may bind its successor. All right? Now, that may be old-fashioned English, but what it actually means is there's nothing in a proper democratic Parliament, there is nothing that one government or one Parliament does that cannot be undone by any successive government or Parliament, right? That's why we have elections, for goodness sake. Now, the whole point about European Union, for example, is we currently face a mass of regulations that are going to do severe damage to the City of London, to our financial services sector, where I spent 20 years of my working life. And once those regulations have gone through, it won't matter a damn whether David Cameron becomes the Prime Minister or Gordon Brown gets re-elected, because there's nothing we can do as voters in Britain to change those European laws. So that is an absolute total denial of democracy.
And it turns your parliament into a vestigial, ceremonial dress of the European Union.
Yeah, the whole thing has become a complete charade, because 75% of our laws are made somewhere else, and that's before they got this new European constitutional treaty passed, and now we're told that even in areas like foreign policy, we can't do our own thing, we'll have to do it at a European level. So it is literally, it is the death, being part of a European Union, this European Union, is the death of democracy. I believe the very same principles apply to these agreements that started back at the time of Kyoto and could be coming out of Copenhagen over the next period of time. Because if we sign up to a series, you know, if Obama signs up and if Britain signs up to a whole set of targets 20, 30 years hence from now, then by definition, you've broken that principle of no parliament may bind its successor. Now, of course, we're always told that, you know, we have to operate together, we have to operate at a European level or a global level to deal with the CO2 crisis or the war on terror or whatever else it may be, but that is a complete denial of democracy. And I've been fighting and making these points, and during the last few years, we've had the French in a referendum say no, we've had the Dutch in a referendum say no, we've had the Irish in a referendum say no. The British, of course, who were promised referendums all the way through, have just been denied them. But as I start to make these arguments, I can see the fear in the eyes of the leaders of this European Union project. I sit on the front bench of this parliament. I'm literally within feet of these people that are doing this to our democracy. And I can see the fear in their eyes when I make these arguments, because they know what I'm saying is right. And their response to me has been truly extraordinary. And there are clips that you could find on the EU Parliament website. I've been called mentally ill because of what I stand for, which, of course, is very reminiscent, isn't it?
Well, they've said you're a naked monkey up in a tree, and then when you try to defend yourself, you're told you can't name call. So it's like some Kafka-esque Soviet apparatchik court where it's la-la land. They can call you names, but you can't have free speech. You can't criticize the EU, but they can call you a naked monkey. By the way, that clip is coming up. Stay there. Nigel Farage is our guest.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.